delivering Michigan common sense with a big dose of truth and honesty.
Never before have I turned on you when you look too good to me. Your beady eyes, they can cut me in two, and I just can't let you be. But it's a free-for-all, and a heart I said, you can bet your life. Stakes are high, and so am I. It's in the air tonight.
All right, 45 after on this free-for-all Friday. Megan Barth having a free-for-all at CPAC in D.C. Excuse me, in Maryland. Close enough. But it's a CPAC get-together. Megan, I can assure you that at this very moment, at 8:45 and 34 seconds, you have no website. It says the Safari cannot find the server. You do not exist. You are persona non grata. Yeah, you don't exist. So if you missed the first part of Megan's interview here, her website seized. She can't get into by whom exactly quite yet. After she wrote an article about illegal aliens getting refunds from the federal government in tax refunds in the billions and billions and billions of dollars over the last few years. So how long is this ordeal going to go on?
Hopefully not too long. I mean,
I'm already guilty. My stuff's published on your website anyway, so I'm already blackballed, Megan. You know, and if you're at this age and you're not on some list, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. So, you know,
I'm obviously doing something right?
Exactly. You're getting somebody's attention. Now, I guess you're going to speak to an attorney immediately.
Let me put this fraud in perspective for you, okay?
All right, go ahead.
One year in Atlanta, Georgia, in excess of $46 million in refunds were sent to a single address by the IRS for 24,000 illegal aliens.
How much money?
Listed
$46 million. $46 million, 24,000 people.
24,000 illegal aliens registered at the same address. In Detroit, 604 ITIN numbers and 640 tax refunds were issued by the IRS to a single address that had previously been rejected based on questions of its legitimacy. Regardless, the IRS ultimately issued over $1.5 million in tax refunds to that address. In Indianapolis, the IRS issued 8,714 ITINs to undocumented workers, all who claimed to have the same address. One illegal alien admitted that he lived in a single-wide mobile home with his small daughter. However, his address was used by four of his illegal buddies. That year, over 29,000 in refunds were sent to that mobile home by the IRS. And it just keeps going on.
It must be a double-wide.
Right.
Come on.
So I sent this article, which is kind of the draft. It's not the final, but it has all the information in it. It's all I can get to. The final is in the back end, like I said, but I sent that to Ivy.
All right. So we'll be getting that up, and we'll do what we can with it. But people can go look at it themselves. They can come after me, too. It doesn't bother me at all. I mean, you're listing facts and figures. I know the work that you do, I'm comfortable with it. I'm just curious. I'm dying to hear the back end story of what's going on.
I'll give it to you as soon as I get the green light. But
I know.
That this was pretty much illegal.
Listen, I can raise bail money. I've got friends. We can do a GoFundMe account for you. I'm here for you, Megan. If he's going to put his boot on your throat, I'm here to help.
Thank you.
Good God. All right. So what are you trying to be, the new Milo?
I mean, yeah, maybe I'll become gay.
Yeah. Well, I didn't mean it quite that way, but I meant, you know, you're going to get yourself kicked out of CPAC. You know, you're going to be this rabble rouser, troublemaker, you know. What is up with Milo, by the way?
Yeah, the rabble rousing and troublemaking started a long time ago.
Yeah. All right. So Milo did get booted, though, right? He was told not to show up, which is weird. Why? Because he told the truth about some things that happened long ago. Is that what I'm to understand?
Well, pretty much. And, you know, think of it this way. CPAC knew what they were getting into. They knew he was controversial. And I always thought that, why are they having a libertarian as the keynote speaker at a conservative political action conference? That in itself, I thought, was a little odd. Normally, they don't give the stage to a libertarian, or at least the main stage to a libertarian, right? They're usually on the side stage. So I just thought that it was kind of odd. And then what was additionally odd is when you see the much money that was raised to do Oppo research on him, it was $250,000. And that money was raised by the Reagan Battalion, which is a bunch of different, what I would call moderate Republicans, that banded together, like Evan McMullen, et cetera, and basically did a hit job on him.
He also lost a book deal, but my guess is on losing that book deal, the people that whatever company has has the courage to step up and do the book will be rewarded financially, because the book will do well, because when books are banned, how do they do? Generally a lot better.
Right, exactly. So yeah, he's going to do fine. I think he's going to do fine. He did fine without the book, but he still has made a name for himself as a stalwart and outspoken critic of political correctness as well as radical Islam.
All right, so what else is on the president coming there about 10 o'clock today, correct? He'll be speaking
correct.
At CPAC. So what do you expect to hear? You know, last year he didn't come. He just skipped it altogether
right.
because, you know, he was, you know, a lot of name calling and nonsense and different things going on from hardcore conservatives like Mitch McConnell or John Boehner or something. I'm laughing, of course.
And instead they had Glenn Beck be the keynote, there was this whole fissure, which you still see in CPAC, it's the never Trumpers that are aligned with the establishment compared to the Trump supporters.
Yeah, the never Trumpers that align themselves with Lindsey Graham and John McCain. Brilliant, I say.
Right.
Brilliant, because that makes a lot of sense. Go with those two guys that are getting absolutely nothing done ever.
Right.
Exactly. I find it outrageous, Megan. I absolutely do. All right. So I tell people to go to your website. That's not possible. what are your social media sites? Let's try those on for size.
Reagan_baby is my Twitter feed. And then my Facebook page is Reagan Baby. So I have a pretty good following on my Facebook page, and that's where I'll do most of the updates is on my Facebook page.
We can get that shut down by the end of the day if we work really hard.
Yes, exactly. We
can make you completely invisible. Yes, anyhow. Megan Barth, keep up the good fight. And when you don't wait till Friday, if you have something to update that's of value, you reach out to us and we'll get you back on.
I sure will.
Thank you.
Thanks,
Megan Barth, keep your head down.
Yep.
There you go. It's Free for All Friday. A little rowdy at CPAC, apparently, and especially don't write things that people don't want to see. It's the Steve Gerber Show.